about to check it tonight. About to deliver all the kids, the mothers, the fathers, the brothers, the sisters.
One of Salt Lake City's signature summer events kicks off this week as the Twilight Concert Series returns to Pioneer Park on Thursday night. This year's season includes shows by the likes of Beck, De La Soul, and The Head and the Heart, all of them sure to draw thousands to the capital city's downtown. The Salt Lake City Arts Council puts the Twilight Concert Series together each year, and the lineup always mixes up styles from indie rock to hip-hop. And this year, the series opens with one of the most enigmatic artists of American popular music in Miss Lauryn Hill. Hill started her career as a member of the hip-hop group The Fugees in the 90s, and in 1998, she released a solo album that turned her into a global superstar. That album, called The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, mixed up classic soul sounds with hip-hop beats and ended up selling more than 8 million copies around the world. At the 1999 Grammy Awards, Hill won 5 trophies, including Album of the Year and Best New Artist. One could easily make the case that The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is one of the best albums made in the past 25 years. Success in Lauryn Hill didn't get along too well, though. She's only released one set of new music since 1998, a poorly received Unplugged collection back in 2001. In the intervening years, Hill married one of Bob Marley's sons and had several children. She had a short-lived reunion with the Fugees, and she was convicted of tax evasion, forcing her to spend 3 months in prison last year. But in recent years, she has started playing festivals and special events, including a show at the Sundance Film Festival a couple years back. Fans still flock to hear Hill's hits from the late 90s, songs like Everything Is Everything. Lauryn Hill headlines opening night of the Twilight Concert Series on Thursday at Pioneer Park. Tickets are $5 at the door. There are a lot of other noteworthy shows this week. Tonight at Deer Valley, Kenny Rogers brings his long list of hits to town for a performance with the Utah Symphony. Sunday at Deer Valley features a must-see show, courtesy of the acoustic musical Wizards and the Punch Brothers. And Thursday night at Red Butte, catch Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead with his band Rat Dog. For KUER's Books and Beats, I'm Dan Mayer.
From Books and Beats, I'm Betsy Burton. It's the 4th of July weekend, and what better entertainment than a sunny Sunday afternoon spent with Liberty's Torch, a thoroughly amusing and factually astonishing book on the Statue of Liberty. Who knew the Statue of Liberty could astonish or amuse? But then, who knew that our most famous sculpture was not quite the gift of the French government we had all supposed it to be? And who knew that far from being the product of artistic genius, it was more accurately the product of one man's promotional genius? Oh, Frederick Auguste Bertholdi was an artist, but his original concept for his larger-than-life project had more to do with Egypt than with the U.S., more to do with his own fame than with international friendship. Be prepared to have your grade school miss dispelled by this delicious excursion into history as you hadn't imagined it, the world of art as you had never supposed it to function. Using one nation against the other, inveigling one investor after another, our hero slowly raises funds for his female colossus by assuring the French that in the U.S. money is being raised for the statue's base, while simultaneously telling his American supporters France has donated a fortune in order to complete this gift of friendship. As to the sculpture itself, the art involved in erecting the famous icon has as much to do with engineering as with art, and the personalities involved in both France and the U.S. are a rogue's gallery of backstabbing, deal-doing rascals, not the least of whom is our hero himself. Historical figures abound, from Eiffel to Victor Hugo to Joseph Pulitzer, but none are more fascinating than the exiled Alsatian who single-handedly created iconic reality from a single-minded obsession. This is patriotism at its best, and reading it is a fine way to while away the country's most patriotic holiday weekend.